In my conversations with Donald Trump, we agreed that we cannot solve today's complex financial challenges with yesterday's financial intelligence. If we as a nation attempt to solve Social Security and Medicare by giving people more entitlement payouts, the golden goose will be cooked and eaten, and there will be no more golden eggs. Simply said, America is on its way to becoming a well-educated nation of rich people and poor people. The middle class is becoming extinct. The problem is our nation is filled with people like my poor dad, a good man, well-educated, hard-working, yet expecting the government to take care of him when he retired. In a few years, the first of approximately 75 million baby boomers will begin to retire. This is the first generation that has contributed fully to Social Security and Medicare. The problem is, the money they contributed is gone, disappeared into a Ponzi scheme. There are two more problems. Since we do not teach much about money in schools, many of those 75 million do not know what a Ponzi scheme is. Secondly, since most did contribute fully, they deserve to be paid. But if each of the 75 million baby boomers begins to collect just $1,000 a month in Social Security and Medicare benefits, the total added to the U.S. government's payroll is $75 billion a month. This is similar to the cost of one Hurricane Katrina or one Iraq War every month. The good news is you still have time to prepare and avoid becoming a victim of the coming financial hurricanes, but not much time. In Sunday school, I was taught, give a person a fish, and you feed him for a day. And that is what we as a nation have been doing. This is the entitlement mentality of Social Security and Medicare. Teach a person to fish, and you feed him for life. This is what Donald and I have been doing. We want people to learn to be rich and teach others to be rich. In Teach to Be Rich, I talk about how some people do not want to give people fish or teach others to fish. Instead, they sell people fish. Many of these people are stockbrokers, real estate brokers, financial planners, bankers, and insurance agents. When you put the two words sell and fish together, you get the word selfish. And even though most people in the business may not be selfish, enough are to make the word ring true. I use it here to emphasize the importance of staying on your guard, to be aware of the differences between those who give, the teachers, and those who sell. Donald and I are concerned that most people do not choose to learn to manage their own money or learn to invest their own money. Instead of learn, they simply turn their money over to experts and then hope and pray their experts are truly experts. Donald Trump and I do not sell fish. We do not sell investment advice or tell people what to invest in. We are teachers. We want you to learn how to become rich, invest your own money, and become your own financial expert. We want to teach you to fish for yourself. We want to encourage you to become rich because America and many other countries are becoming two-class societies, rich or poor, classes or masses. One reason, if you do not decide to become rich, the chances are you will become poor. In Western nations, the middle class is disappearing, slowly, surely, and catastrophically. If you want to remain in the middle class, you may need to consider living in China or India. Rather than squeezing out their middle classes, China and India are growing their middle classes. In America and other Western nations, however, the choice is becoming limited to be rich or be poor. However, people in China and India's middle class often aren't living any better than many American poor people. So you might as well decide to get rich in America.